Now, for nearly five decades, Kim Salmon has been part of a range of pioneering rock acts, from The Scientists to The Intensity of the Beasts of Bourbon, and Kim Salmon and the Surrealists, of course, to projects like Antennae with Hoodoo Gurus frontman Dave Faulkner, Darling Downs with Ron Penno. But tonight, at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville, as part of the Sydney Fringe Festival, you can experience Kim performing and narrating his musical and artistic career in his show Salmon for Breakfast. And not only that, we have him on the line here on 2SER this very afternoon. Good afternoon, Kim.
Hello, Nick. How are you going?
Oh, I'm very well. It's great to chat to you. I know it's all been a hasty thing and you've got a show to prepare for, but we appreciate the time.
Oh, no worries. Pleasure is all mine.
Look, before we chat about your show that's on tonight, I just wanted to ask you about... You've been performing music for so long, and since forming a band...
50 years, apparently, you said.
Well, nearly. Yeah. Not
nearly.
Quite.
I hadn't thought about it like that. I sort of thought it must be 30 years or something, but I guess that doesn't make... The maths don't add up when I take into account my 60th birthday recently.
Well, I mean, I presume you're making music at a young age, so, you know, it adds up.
Yeah, yeah.
But you were forming bands in Perth, you know, including The Scientists, back in a long, long time ago, before the Perth scene must have been anything. What was it like when, back then, Perth must have just been a quiet little suburbia?
Well, it was sort of overrun with hipster blues bands, actually.
Was it?
Well, that's what the sort of uni students sort of went to see, and that was what was considered cool. Kind of like bands that were being very authentic to maybe Chicago blues or various kinds of, esoteric things. And, I didn't really, wasn't my scene.
So you came in with a pretty different sound to what was going around.
Well, yeah, it was like you couldn't get it, you know, if you weren't playing the blues there. Just at that point, you couldn't be cool. And there were sort of other bands doing like covers and things, but not covers like concept bands, more like what was called 50-50, which would be sort of like doing 50% hits and 50% oldies or something. Mm. And they're sort of very, you know, middle-of-the-road type things, as those sort of bands and just, you know, heavy rock bands. But there was nothing really original going on, or not much.
Yeah, right.
But
nowadays, I feel like Perth is like a hub of music there. Like, there's some great artists that come from there.
Yeah, well, it's completely changed. And it wasn't ever like that in any of the time that I was there. So people sort of think that maybe, you know, The Scientists were part of the sort of pop thing that kind of burgeoned on much later, but we weren't. We were kind of like, we'd be lucky to get 100 people to our gigs.
Yeah, right.
So we were spurned.
But then moving on... keep going.
Yeah. No, it's okay. We should move on.
That's all right. But I guess I was moving on to the Beasts of Bourbon when you guys are just smashing it in Australia. And there's a great story of when you played at the Big Day Out. And Nirvana were following you, and apparently they were really nervous to go on stage after you because they were just, like, so impressed with your performance. Do you remember anything about that?
Oh, yes, I saw Kurt in the corner quaking in his boots. No, I don't know nothing about it. That's the first I've heard.
Oh. Well, apparently they were nervous to come on after you, and then, of course, you know, the rest is history, I guess. But, I mean, you guys are the, I guess, you were grunge before there was even grunge. You know, you sort of developed the sound in a scene that probably didn't even exist.
Well, it was sort of, I don't know. I had an aesthetic that I tried to bring into, you know, when we were making records and things. So, I'd sort of say things like to the engineer, can you get more grunge in the sound or can you leave the grunge in it?
All right.
I must have heard it from someone where anyway. It's just an adjective for Christ's sake.
maybe you coined it. Maybe that's where it came from.
I don't think I coined it, but you know what? If I, it's, you know, that whole thing about inventing grunge, you know, people that comes up.
Yeah.
And I sort of these days I just say yes, I invented it.
I like it.
I thought up Soundgarden in my lab.
Generated.
Yeah.
Well, let's fast forward to today. Look, you're doing a thing called Salmon for Breakfast, which, you know, I'm not a huge fan of salmon for breakfast in general, but I like the term. It's a bit of a interesting narration slash performance. Can you tell us a little bit about it? What people can expect tonight?
Well, what they can expect is it's a show that's been put on by this guy who's writing a book about me.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really a show about how he came to do that. And he's got Jamie Leonardo, or Jamie, I'm going to meet him in a second, narrating. I know him from SPK, but I know he's done a lot of other things. So he's going to narrate it, and there's going to be slides of things, for instance, drawings and paintings that I've done.
Right.
Even my notebooks with lyrics in them, just things like that. There's going to be that, and there's going to be performances in sort of like about 10 of my songs.
Right.
And there'll be the odd line there that I get to say that Doug has actually written for me. So actually, in a way, it's not really my show. It's a sort of almost, it's not quite fictional, but it's sort of like an account of some other person's account of my life, which is interesting.
Like a performance piece, almost.
Yeah, it is.
Interesting.
But there's a slideshow, it's a gig, it's an art exhibition, there'll be some... nicely taken photos, because I've done a lot of drawings and paintings in little tiny sketchbooks that you can't really kind of take out and... The books themselves are the art, really. But I've done that obsessively for a long time, and got all these books, and that kind of, some are themed and some aren't, but it's just, you know, what I do to keep myself sane.
Yeah.
And so there's some really nice photos being taken, and they've been framed, and I've been able to sell a few of those at previous shows that I've done, so I'll have some of those for sale.
That's a great idea. So you do everything: you sketch, you perform, photography, a whole lot.
Yeah, music's been like my gap year thing, because I was studying fine art, and I sort of dropped out after a year, and I think it was maybe the particular faculty didn't really sit with me. I don't know, something I think I came up against a bad lecturer, and I thought, nah, I'm out of here. So, and then I did what I kind of had sort of fantasized about doing. I went and got a gig as a musician, and that was my job from then on, really. So that's what I've done. It's been a distraction, and I've always done the drawings, but doing drawings in a sketchbook is one thing, but doing paintings is a big commitment. You know, it's a big lot of canvas and paint, and it's a bit more, takes a bit more courage and stuff. I've just started doing that now. So,
wow.
But that's what I do. That's what I really always thought of myself as, even though people won't believe that. But
so more of an artist than a musician.
Well, I kind of always approached music more like I was doing paintings anyway, or doing concept art. It's just the way I looked at it.
Oh, it's amazing.
I know, it sounds awfully... I know, pompous.
No, not at all. Like, I'm just impressed. I mean, obviously, you've got so many talents, and it's to be able to sort of leverage...
Well, I think I'm actually okay at drawing. I don't know about music, but I've had to work it out there. That's why it's taken... Well, I've done 50 years of it or whatever.
Well, actually, regarding your music, I mean, back in the day, I think with the Surrealists and stuff, you're quite lo-fi, you know, it was a very, you know, not too much technically going on, but obviously as you moved into your career, you've experimented with a lot more textures and putting in lots more instruments and things like that. Was that, you know, were you just learning as you went along, just working it out?
Yeah, I pretty much was. All along, so that I can actually get myself some qualifications for what I do now as a music teacher.
Yeah, right.
I had to teach myself a bit of how to read the dots and, you know, what notes go in more, you know, actual more complicated chords than just G major.
Did you have a teacher yourself? Like, did someone
teach you? I did, actually. Yeah. I did have a teacher when I was 15, I think. His name was Cliff Adam, and he was a 60-year-old nicotine-stained jazz guitar player. With a croaky voice.
That's the way to learn.
Yeah, yeah. So he kind of knew about rock, but it wasn't, you know. He sort of understood it, but, you know, he liked Santana. I wanted to be able to play Black Knight, and he presented me with the music, and I was playing this thing. It was just the melody line that the singer sang, so it didn't really quite sound like Black Knight or Deep Purple.
Well, he tried to, you know, keep you happy.
Yeah, well, he knew that I wanted to learn Black Knight, so he found the music, and there it was. It had the Black Knight riff in it, but then suddenly when the singing happens, there's just chords. It didn't really explain how to play the riffs, and so that was funny. Yeah. And he taught me how to read music and some good technique that I've always occasionally managed to remember.
And now you can teach other people those same techniques.
Yeah, well, I do, actually. That's what I recall from. It's that, you know, fantastic. My teaching chops come from a bit from him a lot of years ago. He wouldn't even be around anymore.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Are you still learning? Like, are you still changing or improving your sound or what you're doing music-wise?
I try to, yeah. I just try to keep it interesting and do things that interest me. And, yes, I have to find, aside from to keep my job at JMC Academy, aside from that, I like to do it. That's sort of the way I've written my music anyway. It was always to try and some new kind of musical idea or new kind of... It's always that's how I write, is to sort of try and experiment and come up with something.
Fantastic.
Rather than sort of, I'll do such and such because that's being done by so-and-so and I want to sound like them. Occasionally I'll sound like somebody, but I'll tend to, if that happens, I'll probably try and change it because it's sort of, you know,
yeah, you don't
not really what, like what I wanted to do ever.
Sure. Now,
other than when it's Deep Purple and I want to sound just like them.
Well, everyone does at one point in their lives, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Kim Salmon, we are chatting on 2SER with you. Now, tonight, I believe Davey Lane might be joining you as well. Is that true?
He's the opening act. Yeah. I've just flown up and I don't really know what's going on. I'm going to go out and I was just about to go and meet Jamie then, but okay. When you called.
Well, I interrupted you. Well, okay. We better let you go anyway because we've taken up too much of your time. But really excited, and people can get out to the show tonight. It's at the Factory Theatre. It's called Salmon for Breakfast. Kim Salmon on stories, song and sketch. And you can probably grab some tickets at the door maybe if people turn up tonight. Kicks off at about 8 o'clock.
You know more than me.
I'm sure people can come up and say good day and talk to you about, all of your different art. And they can purchase things as well as tonight. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time and for chatting to us here at 2SER. Good luck with the show.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
No worries.
Okay.
Cheers.
All the best to you, mate.
You too, Kim. See you later.
See ya.
That was Kim Salmon. You know, a bit of rock royalty right there. Of course, as part of the Surrealist and Beast of Bourbon and the Scientist. Yeah, he's doing a show called Salmon for Breakfast at the Factory Theatre tonight. Look, it sounds interesting. Maybe even Kim doesn't quite know what's going to happen. So you can check it out for yourself. You can go to thackeraytheatre.com.au to see the details or just turn up and grab a ticket.